Good morning, this is King Mac here on Drive On Air, KSDP Radio, King Cove Sandpoint. And I am here to tell you the latest news about King Cove and what's been going on in the past week. King Mac here on radio show. Some news for this week is King Cove has been getting brat showing up. This is a big deal for King Covers. They love to hunt here in King Cove. It does not matter where it's at. It's just how they can get them without harming anyone in town. In the past week, people have been driving down the harbor and the airport road just looking to shoot brat. I bet that over half of King Cove have guns in their trucks and cars. The local people had been shooting them in places like right off the beach by the gas station. We shot at three by the tractor turnaround up at the airport road. Right after the turn from town, you go right. My cousin and I were hunting at the head of the lagoon yesterday. We ended up with two, but we were not dressed for the weather. It was pretty chilly. The weather was pretty nasty. All we had was sweaters. It was right after school. With this ugly weather, this is a reason why brant are coming in. This nasty weather brings them to the beach. Brant, though, have been flying from the Rams Creek all the way to the Head Lagoon. They are flying back and forth. There's hunters set up all along the beach all over in town. Seeing all the hunters just moping through town looking for something to shoot tells you how much we hunt here in King Cove. That is a lot. We hunt every time we get the chance here. The birds do not go to waste either. They are all eaten, and if you don't want them or who shot them don't want them, they give them to someone else, and they will take them. And that's about it for hunting brant. The next song that I'm going to play for you guys, well, the first song that I'm going to play for you guys tonight is Graduation by Vitamin C. It is mine and Honeyloo's favorite song, and you listen to it and you'll know why. We are best friends.
Graduation, you're thinking about everything that's happened in the past 4 years.
I think I'm really going to miss my friends.
I'm going to cry my eyes out on my graduation day. We've been best friends for 4 years.
Best friends since first grade.
It's just yesterday, I feel like, you know, I was a freshman.
If I didn't have my friends, I don't know what I would do.
So we talked all night about the rest of our lives. Where we're gonna be when we turn 25. I keep thinking times will never change. Keep on thinking things will always be the same. But when we leave this year, we won't be coming back. No more hanging out cause we're on a different track. And if you got something that you need to say, you better say it right now cause you don't have another day. Cause we're moving on and we can't slow down. These memories are playing like a film without sound. And I keep thinking of that night in June. I didn't know much of love, but it came too soon. And it was me and you, and then we got real blue. Stay at home, talking on the telephone. And we would get so excited and we'd get so scared. Laughing at ourselves, thinking life's not fair. And this is how it feels.
Sometimes I am scared about the future.
I don't know how to say it, but
I am scared about the future.
So if we get the big jobs and we make the big money, when we look back now, will our jokes still be funny? Will we still remember everything we learned in school? Still be trying to break every single rule. Will little brainy Bobby be the stockbroker man? Can he ever find a job that won't interfere with the tan? I keep thinking that it's not goodbye. Keep on thinking it's our time to fly. And this is how it feels.
We remember all the times we had together. And as I
about tomorrow like we think about now? Can we survive it out there? Can we make it somehow? I guess I thought that this would never end, and suddenly it's like the women and men. Will the past be a shadow that will follow us round? Will these memories fade when I leave this town? I keep thinking that it's not goodbye. I keep on thinking it's our time to fly.
As we go on,
everyone.
Okay, top 10 iTunes songs for this week. Number one is Nothing on You featuring Bruno Mars. Number two, Like a Prayer featuring Jonathan Groff, Glee Cast. Number three, Oh My God featuring Will.i.am, Usher. Number four, Break Your Heart featuring Ludacris, Taylor Cruz. Five, Your Love Is My Drug, Keisha. Six, Hey Soul Sister by Terrain. Number seven, Needing Now, Lady Antebellum. Eight, What Do You Want From Me, Adam Lambert. Number nine, In My Head, Jason Derulo. Number 10, Baby, Justin Bieber, Ludacris. And that is the top 10 songs for this week. This next song I'm going to play for you is A Town Without Pity by Gene Pitney.
So, only those
many things survive when these little minds tear you in two? What a town without pity can do. No, it isn't very pretty. What a town without pity can do.
Okay, time for your joke of the day today. Oh my. Two zebras pondering. Two zebras are talking and one asks the other, am I black with white stripes or white with black stripes? The other replies, well, I don't know. You should pray to God about that and ask him. So that night he did and God replied, you are what you are. The next day he said to the other zebra, I don't understand what I am, because God just said, you are what you are. Second zebra responded, you must be white with black stripes, or else God would have said, yo is what yo is, if you were the other one. So, pretty good joke. I'm going to play a song for you guys right now, and that is Angel by Natasha Bedingfield.
Dark child forever.
Just like a shadow, I'll be beside you. I'll be your comfort. I'm there to guide you home. I will provide you a place of shelter. I wanna be your zone. Tell me what you wanted me to do. I'll make it great to be a man with a woman who can stand on every promise given, making vows to please a man.
Deserve all the props and everything I'm not.
I'm not so glad in mind. Tell me what you want me to do. I'll make it great to be a man and a woman who can stand on every promise given, making vows to please a man.
From danger.
Keep it safe.
Wasn't that an amazing song? Angel by Natasha Benfield. Mm-hmm. This next song I'm going to play for you is I Do Not Hook Up by Kelly Clarkson. Okay, here it is.
Oh, sweetheart, put the bottle down. You got too much talent. I see you through those bloodshot eyes. There's a cure, you found it.
Wasn't that one amazing song? I know it was. Well, movie review all about Steve. Okay. The movie All About Steve was released on September 4, 2009. It was directed by Phil Trail and written by Kim Parker. This is a comedy for adults and young adults to enjoy. The plot of the movie is where a crossword puzzle creator named Mary Harowitz, who is striving to be a normal, goes out on a blind date. The one way you could spot Mary was her knee-high red leather boots. She wasn't expecting her date, Steve, to be so handsome. So after the date, she followed him around the country and tried to convince him that they were soulmates. Steve is a cameraman for CNN News and filmed all sports and different stories. On Mary's many journeys to find Steve, she meets lots of new friends and gets herself into some pretty tight situations. Mary never let the obstacle get in her way, even if the obstacle is a tornado in Texas. The only thing she cares about is finding her loving and also trying to be as normal as possible, like her ex-boss asked her to do. The main character
Mary Harris. Mary is pulled, played by world famous actress Sandra Bullock. You can find Sandra in other movies such as The Blind Side, Hope Floats, and The Proposal. Steve, the man who plays opposite of Mary, is played by Bradley Cooper, who was also in Yes Man, The Hangover, and He Just Not That Into You. At the end of the movie, Mary becomes a hero, and she realizes if she loves someone, let them go. And if you had to chase them, they probably didn't love you. Okay. This next song I'm going to play for you is Disco Inferno by the Bee Gees. Wasn't that just one great, great song? Well, I'm going to play another song for you guys, and that's Calabra, but Ainur. Okay.
Easy no, you don't need to go down. Easy no, no need to go down. Rock that run, that this away from. Easy no, you don't need to go down. Easy no, no need to go down. Rock that run, that this away from. Woo! and you're ready for the double and you hit that note in a demico. Play with it a little. Why your sound a tickle? I'm telling you that hit that note in a demico. Stay with it a little. Why your sound a tickle? I'm feeling them.
Tip of the week this week is not to be sad when the juniors are gone. The juniors are everything here in King Cove School. Everyone knows that. But when we're gone, you guys are just going to have to try to fill in the spot and not be so sad. But, I mean, it's going to be really tough. That's going to be a tough obstacle to overcome. But I think you guys are just going to stay sad until we come back. Well, I mean, I hope the best for you guys and you guys get, you know, around it. Okay. The next song I'm going to do is All the Things She Said by Tattoo.
Thank you. wash away all the shame. When I stop and stare, don't worry me, cause I'm feeling for her, what she's feeling for me. I can try to pretend, I can try to forget, but it's driving me mad.
Now it's time for a What Would Cody Do? Okay, so you are sitting in a computer class and your teacher asks the students to pick a story. They do this for weeks, every week. There are many different things to pick from. Everyone wants to do the easiest one that never fails. You scream out what you want to do. No, another person in your class saying the same thing. The teacher is like, well, what are we going to do about this? All mad, you walk over to that student and grab her by the hair and whisper mean words to her in her ear, and then all of a sudden a fight breaks out. Chairs and computers are flying into the classroom. The teacher is trying to stop you and your classmates. Tempers are flaring now, and the whole classroom gets into it. Everyone is fist fighting and brawling now. You don't know what to do. What would Cody Russell Mack do? Number one, he would win the fight, then take the story he wants for the week. Two, go to a corner and cry. Three, go get another teacher. Four, lock the door and release the demons. Cody chose number 1-4 this week. He would win the fight, lock the door, release the demons, and take the story he wants for the week. Okay, well, this next song I'm going to play for you guys is Island in the Sun by Weezer.
Thank you.
Well, don't you just love that song? This next song that I'm going to play for you guys is a... I don't know what it is. Let me check here. It is... I'd do anything for love by Meatloaf.
I would do anything for love. Tight. Can you colorize my life? I'm so sick of black and white. territory I've been around. It'll all turn to dust and we'll all fall down. Sooner or later you'll be screwing around.
I won't do that. No, I won't do that. Anything for love. Oh, I would do anything for love. I would do anything for love. But I won't do that. No, I won't.
Well, thank you for listening to King Mac here on KSDP Radio Show, Sandpoint King Cove. And I am going to check out here right now. Got some things to do, like another radio show. That's about it. So I will talk to you guys next week. And thank you for listening to King Mac's radio show. And be back next week. Be sure to listen. And I'm going to play one more song for you guys. And that song is called That's Not My Name by the Ting Tings.
Four letter word just to get me along. It's a difficulty and I'm biting on my tongue. And I keep stalling and keeping it together. People around, gotta find something to say now. Holding back every day the same. Don't wanna be a loner. Listen to me, oh no. I never say anything at all. But with nothing to consider, they forget my name. Aim, aim, aim. They call me Hell. They call me Stacy. They call me Her. They call me Jay. That's not my name. That's not my name. They call me Hell.